Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
A world champion record holder, Caitlin Rawson. Welcome to The Drive with Rob and Roz. I'm fangirling majorly here.
The champ is here!
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Tell us all about the world's, what is it, the World Aerial
So it's
pole.
World Pole and Aerial Sports
That's
Championship. So it covers pole dancing, or like pole sports, which is like what you think of when you think of pole dancing, but more of a gymnastics kind of type of, really it's like very physically taxing, a lot of like flexibility, strength, endurance that you need for it. And then the like International Federation also governs aerial sports, which is like the aerial hoop. So it's like basically a big circle that hangs from the ceiling and you can do a whole bunch of tricks.
Do they do that curtain ribbon hanging thing
silks.
As well?
The silks is not in this competition. Maybe they might bring it at some point, but at the moment it's the pole, the aerial hoop or the lira, and then they also have just introduced flying pole, which was really cool to see.
Oh, wow.
So it's not attached at the bottom. It like hangs
and spins.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
so,
it's really
Caitlin,
cool.
Your record, tell us about your world record and about your world championship. Which division? Explain to us why you are the world champion.
So I'm the world champion for parapole, the division PPM1. And that's because in 2016, I had a spinal cord injury. So I fell off the pole and I broke my neck, and that resulted in like spinal cord damage, and I was initially like completely paralyzed. So I had to learn how to walk again, how to like feed myself, how to do everything like basically from square one again. So when I like was recovering, my main goal was I wanted to get back to competing and doing pole dancing again and doing pole sports. And luckily with the IPSF, which is our international federation, they have para pole divisions for people with all sorts of different disabilities. And then I compete in the division that's for people who have reduced muscle power or like muscle weakness but are still able to walk. And that's where I set the record for that category.
I'm staggered by how terrifying it must be to have an injury, to have something happen, to have a fall, and then to go, I can't feel the rest of my body. I don't know what's going to happen. It must be very difficult.
Yeah, it was like such a scary moment when like I fell and like immediately like I just couldn't feel anything. Like I couldn't move. And it's like your worst fear, like you fall and that happened. So it was incredibly, incredibly scary. And it was like just that whole time period, like from having the fall to then like being in the hospital, was just like a blur of like, what is my life gonna be like? Like, what is gonna happen to me? Am I gonna ever be able to walk again?
Yeah.
So to be able to recover, like I'm super, super grateful that I've made such an amazing recovery.
That's unreal.
I obviously follow you on social media, so I've seen the videos of you taking your first steps again after the injury, but you fell off a pole and then you go back to pole. How do you...
Now you are the world champion.
Now you're the world champion in pole.
At pole.
So how do you go back after to the thing that actually could have ended your life?
Yeah, everyone kind of thinks I'm crazy for that. But I actually always say that it's the one thing that like motivated me while I was in hospital, because obviously it was a long period that I was in hospital. I had to do a whole like intensive physiotherapy in order to like build up my strength again and be able to do all the things that I do now.
Yeah.
And the one like goal in my mind was just like from the moment like I like was out of surgery, my goal was I'm going to get back to pole dancing. I'm going to be able to do this again. And it just wasn't ever like a thought of like, oh no, I can't go back. Like, it's too scary.
I will get back up. I will get back on that pole. And that's the motivation. That's unreal mentally.
I just want to ask also something that is quite a mental question. So I've watched your routine that won you the world record and the world championship. Mm. There are so many drops in that routine. So a drop is when you are on the pole in a pose, and then you let go and you catch yourself again, but it looks like you are falling. So mentally, how do you do a performance that has something that is so terrifying, even for someone who's never had a fall? Then you go in and you smash it and you put a whole bunch of them into your routine.
I don't know. I think the drops, like I actually really love love them. That's why there's so many in my routine. I think it's because, like, I know that I'm falling on purpose and I'm going to catch myself. So, like, it's better than, you know, like being in a move and slipping and then you have to kind of figure out how are you going to get to the ground safely. So the drops, it's almost like a control thing of like, okay, I'm going to let myself fall and then I'm going to catch myself in this particular position.
Yeah.
And that's like more control than just...
So when it's deliberate, it's okay.
Yeah.
That's incredible. It's incredible. And let me tell you, pole is something that my girlfriend does as well. Mm. Roseanne McKenzie in this very studio is a very good pole dancer as well.
Not a world champion.
A world champion.
Scars.
I've been to a pole class.
Yes, you have. I've seen.
It is one of the most difficult things I have ever tried in my life.
It's the pain that...
You think you are strong, but you are not strong.
No.
Trying to hold your body weight with the grip of your hands, you are not strong enough for this.
And sometimes just the grip of other parts of your body, your legs, your thighs, you are bruised, you are afghanar. It's crazy. It was actually your mom that got you into doing pole sports. So how does she feel about your achievements?
I think she's super proud. Like, it's really nice to be able to do it with her and have this like thing that we do together that's like just for us.
Because your mom also competed at the World Champs.
Yeah, she did.
So this is like a mother-daughter World Championship pole dancing thing.
Yeah, so we like started together. We did our first class together. She was like, yeah, I'll come with you. I'll try it out. And she thought that I was going to like give it up within like the first two lessons. And then we both ended up like falling in love with the sport and carried on for now years, and we compete together and we train together, and it's just so much fun to be able to like I said, have that time with her and experience with her, and being able to travel like overseas with her now and compete together. It was actually so funny because she competed on the Friday of the competition and then I competed the next day, the Saturday, and I was actually far more nervous for her performance than mine. I was sitting on the side of the stage like literally like shaking and screaming and like so nervous for her, and like once she was done then I was like, oh, okay, now I can just chill. Like,
meanwhile you had like your world championship winning performance the next day. That's amazing. So having your mom by your side for your recovery, what did that do for your relationship?
I think it's brought us like so much closer together. She was like her, my whole family really, like my sister, my dad, my mom, having them like with me throughout the time that I was in hospital like really made such a big difference, and I think it's the reason why I was able to like recover the way I have and like get through that time in hospital. Like I remember my mom would bring me, because I didn't like the hospital food, so every day she would travel all the way to Auckland Park, which is where I was from, 4 ways, and she would bring me my lunch that I would eat. Aww. That had like all the nice things that I liked. She'd bring me like snacks and treats and things that she knew that I would enjoy eating, and like that made such a big difference to like motivating me to like carry on and get through it.
Can I ask a question? Over the years, and you've been doing pole now since when? 2016 is when you had the accident. When did you start?
I started like the end of 2014.
Okay, so that's 8 years now.
Yeah.
That is a long time. What are some of the misconceptions? What is something you hear from people when they find out that you pole dance, quote unquote?
I think there's a lot of people that don't understand that it is a sport. A lot of people like associate it with stripping, which is kind of like understandable because that is where like the sport came from. Like it was like developed from that, but it's now become so much more than just that side of it, and there's still kind of like the sexier side of it, and there's the people who put on the heels and dance in the like 8-inch
vibes.
Exactly.
And, yeah,
but then there's also like the artistic side of pole, where you have people who are like really telling a story and like really like taking you to another place of like taking you on this like journey through whatever story they're trying to tell through the pole moves. And then you have what I do, which is the pole sports side, which is basically like just gymnastics, just with a vertical pole instead of a horizontal bar.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very good way to put it, actually.
That is brilliant. So what is there still for you to do now?
I mean, defend your title, what do you mean?
Right? But I mean, like, this is the highest level of competition. Yeah. It's unheard of that a South African, especially someone who's been through the type of adversity that you've been through, can go and break records and become the world champion. So now you've done it. Well, how old are you? Like 24?
25.
25. But no.
Um, I'm not sure what's next. That's what I'm trying to like figure out as well. I think my like coach and my mom are sick of me trying like coming up to them and being like, maybe I should do this next year, or maybe I should compete, or maybe I shouldn't compete, or maybe I'll go back to Worlds, or maybe I won't. But I'm interested in kind of maybe getting into coaching a little bit and coaching other athletes in the sport, because that's one something that I'm like really, really passionate about, is getting more people into the sport and increasing like the representation and diversity within the sport, especially, is something that I like really want to try and push for. And we have such like an amazing like team in South Africa and such amazing talent. Like I went with 11 other athletes that, or it was 11 of us in total that competed at Worlds, and I'm just one of three gold medals that the South African team won.
Bringing home the gold. Hi, Sascock, have a look at that.
Yes.
A silver medal as well.
Brilliant.
And then we have several athletes like ranked in the top 10. So
The championship was in Lucerne, in Sweden.
Switzerland.
Listen to me. It's an eye-wateringly expensive place, huh?
It is.
I mean, you know, you think we're complaining in our little quarter of the world.
Yeah.
And I remember, I've just seen photographs of there, because I've got a family member who is now Swiss through the person he married. And it's just like, you know, a million rand for a coffee. Just casually.
Feels like it.
Yeah. And I know you had to fundraise and so on to get yourself there.
Yeah. So my coach, my mom and I, we did like a raffle to fundraise and help us get there. But unfortunately, it doesn't cover all the costs, because it's, again, very expensive.
Yeah,
like we had to like stop converting because it's just like eating out. We had to like, because we were training, we were like trying to eat pretty healthy anyway. Yeah. So we got an Airbnb and we were like cooking the food at home most of the time. But that was also to save money, because eating out is just ridiculously expensive there.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.